Hey guys, thanks for being a part of the podcast here. If you do want to see the video version of the podcast, head over to YouTube there so you can see me as well as every guest that comes on here, and you can see us live and in action. Become a better speaker instantly by using this one public speaking tip. What's up, guys? This is Philip Sessions, your public speaking coach, here to help you with all things public speaking and communication. And today, I want to give you one tip that is going to instantly make you a better public speaker than 95%, if not more than that, of the speakers out there right now. And I have spoken with a lot of people that have had plenty of opportunities to speak on stages, to speak in front of audiences. And this one thing, 99 times out of 100, is what I tell them to help them get their speech that much better. And this is something that we all struggle with when it comes to our video content. And it's known as a hook. You have to hook your audience in right away. And I'm not talking about a TikTok where you do something goofy at the beginning, or you have a bunch of words up there, or your slideshow is something that's grotesque, or maybe there's something that's like a very alarming that you put on the slideshow. No, I'm talking about a simple sentence that you can add right near the beginning of your speech to get your audience captivated, which is going to make you an incredibly more effective and better speaker overall. And so that thing is literally stating exactly what you're going to talk about. Similar to the last episode where we talked about having the objective in mind when it comes to what you're going to speak about, making you a better speaker, literally stating exactly what it is that you're going to talk about on that speech to that audience is going to make you a better speaker, simply because you're allowing people to know whether they should listen in or not. And I would say a majority of the people are going to listen no matter what, because they're there, especially if you're in a conference setting or if you're in a corporation setting, a corporate setting where you're having to present. But when you state exactly what it is that you're there for, that the audience rather is there for, and what you're going to tell the audience, they're going to listen in more, because now they know, okay, Philip is going to talk about this, rather than, okay, I'm trying to listen, but I'm getting distracted. My phone's going off. I've got all these thoughts in my head. I'm just not sure. And I'm trying to figure out exactly what Philip wants to talk about. And that's what happens a lot of times. People will, hey, my name's Philip. I'm a public speaking coach. I'm an author, speaker, podcaster, father, husband, so on and so forth. And I just really enjoy podcasts, and it's a great thing. And 3 to 5 minutes later, all of a sudden I feel like, so today I want to talk to you about how to be a better public speaker. Seriously, we're 5 minutes into this presentation and now you're finally telling me exactly what it is that we're going to talk about? You lost me 4.5 minutes ago, because I was confused of what we were talking about, because you were kind of talking about you, and then you were just talking about podcasting in general, and so on and so forth, and all these things very generically, and maybe you were trying to share a story, but you never told me the purpose behind why you're here speaking to me today. And as an audience, we want to know why you're here. We want to know if this is very important for me or not. So for you to be a better speaker, it all starts with you literally stating what it is that you're going to share with that audience today. And then you can go into a story, and then, or go into your backstory, whatever you want. I would suggest going into a story that's related to what you want to talk about today. But even if it's a backstory on you, that could be effective dependent on the situation there. So you need to figure out what that is for you. Hire me if you want help with that, so we can figure out a very effective strategy for your speech. But for you to be better than 95% of the speakers out there, simply stating exactly what you're going to talk about today, what you're going to share with the audience, what they're going to take away from the speech today, is going to help you be more effective and more captivating as a speaker than anybody else out there. You can have the best story that you share. You can be the best storyteller. You can have the most enthusiasm, sound so excited, running across the room back and forth, or people are watching you like Usain Bolt because you're going so fast across the stage. It doesn't matter near as much as if you let them know exactly what they're going to learn today from you. So focus on that hook, that one-liner that allows the audience to know exactly what it is that you're going to be speaking on today and what they're going to take away from the speech if you want to be a more effective speaker. And if you want more help besides just using that one-liner, let's talk. Let's have a conversation, because I've got some openings to be able to help you out with your public speaking, as well as a digital course, which will be in the comments below that you can go check out in the show notes, that will allow you to become a more effective speaker and communicator on stage to one to many.
Thank you for listening to another episode of the Speaking Sessions Podcast. If you got anything out of this episode, make sure to leave us a review and share it with a friend. If there's anything you would like to hear on the podcast, please let me know. Shoot me a DM with your question or topic you want me to cover, and I'll make sure to cover it on a future episode. But with that, have a healthy and blessed day.